this hour, American and coalition forces are in the early stages of military operations to disarm Iraq, to free its people, and to defend the world from grave danger.
10 years after President Bush sent troops to Iraq, Washington appears to have little influence over what goes on there. Shiite Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki continues to dominate Sunni opponents with what Johns Hopkins University professor Ruth Wedgwood says are few repercussions.
So there really is nobody for them to worry about. And Maliki seems quite content to have a perpetually unsettled Iraq, in which the Sunni will sooner or later find their means to take revenge. But for the moment, it's a Shia nation.
With the U.S. handover, Wedgwood says Prime Minister Maliki is free to do as he likes.
I think when we withdrew so completely, albeit leaving this carapace of an empty embassy behind, it really was taken by Maliki as a kind of do-what-you-wish signal.
Especially in Baghdad's pursuit of better relations with neighboring Iran.
Well, Maliki, I think, has always been under the sway of the mullahs and Iran. He has made no secret of that. And he's more or less gotten away with it.
That's a problem for the Obama administration in enforcing sanctions against Iran's nuclear program and in Syria, where Iran is backing embattled President Bashar al-Assad. U.S. Institute of Peace analyst Steve Heidemann says Baghdad is taking sides in Syria against the United States.
They have been permitting overflights from Iran, which the U.S. would like them to stop. They have been providing other kinds of support to the Assad regime and have turned something of a blind eye Iraqi Shia who are moving into Syria to support the regime are crossing the Iraqi-Syrian border.
Heidemann says Syria's war risks further undermining Iraq.
And it is sharpening sectarian divisions within those neighboring countries in ways that could have very, very troubling consequences for stability in those countries. And I think Iraq is one of the countries most at risk of instability as a result of the Syrian conflict.
U.S. firms have profited from the privatization of most Iraqi oil, but even there, divisions persist between the government in Baghdad and semi-autonomous Kurdish leaders in the north. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the State Department.